In the modern world, quiet is becoming a rare commodity. Not silence, but the absence of human-made sounds in nature. NHPR's Brita Green reports on one man's attempt to get away from all the noise in the White Mountains.
About a month ago, Dennis Follansbee took a hike in the Whites. He wanted to get away, to find some peace and quiet. Or, as he puts it,
you know, nature sounds and not people sounds.
As he climbed out of the valley, the trickling of water from the brook below slowly faded away. The leaves rustled in the trees. But then, all of a sudden, he hit a ridge and everything changed. Little did he know, it was motorcycle week.
You feel like you're in the middle of nowhere. You're, you know, kind of pushing through the forest. And then you hear like the brrrr coming through all the way from Lincoln. You're like, man.
Today, we're retracing that hike. Follansbee's been walking these mountains for years, not just on trails, but also bushwhacking. He says he's been surprised at how far the hum of those motorcycles can carry. It's a problem because he enjoys the adventures as a meditative experience to get away from the stress of the work week. He rounds a bend. Yep. Here's a red squirrel chirping in the trees.
Can't see it.
Stop and listen, he says. This is a good spot.
It's right here, it's really quiet, which is kind of what I'm going for.
Follansbee works a full-time job, gets one day a week to hike, maybe two if he's really lucky. And that's why he's been devoting himself this summer to mapping out the most isolated places acoustically so he can be really intentional about where he spends his time. What he's learning is these spots are not always where you'd expect.
Hello. Hi. How you doing?
As we continue on the trail, we meet a couple coming down the other direction. I describe what we're doing, looking for quiet, and one of them, Jerome Marcy from Dover, jumps in.
I would suggest West Bond.
Yeah.
That's about the most quiet mountain I've been on.
I also Follansbee smiles and nods along. They're speaking the same language.
I think people think about it, and it's usually on trails that I start to talk to people about that, and we come to the similar conclusions, like, oh yeah, this peak's not as loud as other peaks. And, you know, some peaks, you know, are just notorious for being loud.
Later, as we continue on, we run into another group. This one's notably louder than the other. As we chat, I ask Joseph Salvatore Prezioso what he's been hearing today.
A lot of birds. I hear birds chirping, the occasional fly, mosquito buzzing by my ear, and the rustling of leaves.
Turns out sound is something he thinks about quite a lot too. He lives in Boston, but he hates it, he says. All the noise drives him nuts.
I was hiking last summer down in Cannon Mountain, right? It was a great hike,
yeah.
But you hear cars the entire time. You think you're in the wilderness, but you hear a monster truck going by.
Mm-hmm. As all these guys know, finding true quiet is hard to do. The National Park Service did a big sound survey several years ago, mapping noise levels across the U.S. Follansbee's been playing with that Park Service data, trying to see if it'll help him out here. But he says their map doesn't have high enough resolution.
And doesn't really give you the detail that might be useful, because it shows that Lafayette has the same level of noise as, say, like Bond or something.
So he's making observations on the ground. And what he's learning is it can be key not only to get distance from a road, but also to be buffered by some good solid rock, a peak or a ridge, to create something of an acoustic nest for yourself. That's true even on a summit. If there are higher peaks around you, it'll be quieter than a spot at the same altitude, but with nothing around. This calculation can be tricky, though, because the Whites are crisscrossed by highways, Interstate 93 up the western edge, 302 down the middle, 2 to the north, plus the Kankamangus, and of course, the Cog Railway, going up the side of Mount Washington. But even the quest itself has been eye-opening for Follansbee. The more he's been listening, the more he hears.
So there's no chickadees here now.
We stop in a birch glen, the sun shining through the leaves.
But if I hear one, and we stay quiet for like 30 seconds, I'm not kidding you, I can summon like 20 chickadees.
You just have to make a certain sound, he says.
Like a little squeak sound, like. And then all of a sudden you'll hear one sort of like a flutter in, and it'll start talking to you, kind of turning its head, and then it might fly away and then bring back a friend. And then all of a sudden I've had probably, I counted like 12 around me once, and like this orchestra of chickadee songs.
He's tried doing this with other people around, but it never works and no one believes him, he says. He sighs and keeps walking up the trail. For NHPR News, I'm Brita Green.